It's Monday, October 14, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. Francina Kahungu, secretary of the Southwest Africa People's Organization Party's Women's Council, asserts that the ruling party has made significant progress in making women empowerment a tangible reality within its ranks. She highlights that critics who questioned the party's 50-50 gender policy have been proven wrong.
There is a challenge of young women not taking part fully in the activities of SWAPO Party Women's Council, and this was caused by lack of understanding. I am hereby inviting all SWAPO party members, I'm referring to the female one, of the age of 18 and up to join SWAPO Party Women's Council.
Meanwhile, political dynamics have been stirred by Gerard Witbooi's decision to rejoin the SWAPO party after his tenure with the Landless People's Movement. Also rejoining the ruling party's ranks is Benedict Lowe from the Affirmative Repositioning Movement. This move has sparked discussions amongst political analysts, including Dumba Kamwanya.
They were the same people that were accusing SWAPO of all kind of things, that SWAPO was not doing the right things and all those kind of things. So the question is, is there a return because SWAPO has improved?
Business and economics researcher Joseph Shiama says retail shops must pass benefits to consumers when input costs decrease by lowering food prices.
So the governments also need to develop initiatives to support the retail shops, not only to tell them that, okay, you need to crack down or to lower down your price so that it can be in line with the inflation. So the government also need to come down and to come to the table and say, look, we can offer you this and so on if you pass the benefits to the consumers.
To South Africa, where Eskom successfully delivered 200 consecutive days of uninterrupted power yesterday since the 26th of March as a result of the Generation Operational Recovery Plan. Eskom's spokesperson Daphne Mokoena says the plan has not only reduced unplanned outages by 8.6% and improved the energy availability factor by 7.7%, enhancing the reliability of the generation fleet, but has positively impacted the economic outlook and Eskom's profitability.
We are days away from a further milestone that demonstrates the stability of our fleet. On Saturday, 18 October 2024, we are on track to reach 206 days without load shedding, a result we last delivered 5 years ago on 15 October 2019.
Jean Kaseya, head of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, has called out the U.S. advisory against non-essential travel to Rwanda due to the Marburg virus outbreak unfair. As per BBC Africa, he added that this is not the treatment Rwanda and Africa deserve. Despite 13 deaths reported in 2 weeks, mostly among healthcare workers, Rwanda's health authorities assure the public that the outbreak is now under control. Iran's foreign minister claims it has made tremendous efforts to prevent an all-out regional war, but has no red lines when it comes to defending its interests. Abbas Araghchi has been in the capital of neighboring Iraq, which is attempting to avoid being drawn into the conflict. From Baghdad, Stuart Smith has the report for us.
Iraq lies between Israel and Iran, and its prime minister warned terror groups may exploit the chaos to launch attacks if escalation cannot be prevented. Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani also said that while he hopes the region can avoid war, if it takes place, Iraqi airspace must be kept out of scope of any retaliation. Stuart Smith, Baghdad.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.